This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Myanmar's military leaders extended their detention of the deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose remand was set to expire Monday and whose freedom is a key demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest this month's military coup. Suu Kyi will now be remanded until February 17th, when she will likely appear in court by video conference. She remains under house arrest on a minor charge of possessing unregistered imported walkie-talkies. Suu Kyi's extended detention is likely to further inflame tensions between the military, which seized power in a February 1st coup, and the protesters who have taken to the streets of cities across the Southeast Asian nation, seeking the return of the government they elected. Protesters continued to gather across Myanmar Monday following a night in which authorities cut the country's internet access and increased the security presence in major cities seeking a curtail of demonstrations. In Yangon, the country's most populous city, fewer protesters gathered Monday due to the loss of the internet and reports of military vehicles on the streets. Nevertheless, more than 1,000 anti-coup demonstrators were outside the Central Bank of Myanmar building where they are were also military trucks full of soldiers, riot police, water cannon trucks, and armored personnel carriers. Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he's to blame for the deadly Capitol riot. The next step for the former president could be the courts. He is now a private citizen and is stripped of his protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him. The insurrection at the Capitol is just one of the legal cases shadowing him in the months after he was voted out of office. He also faces legal exposure in Georgia over several issues and